Brahms the perfectionist destroyed many of his early works, yet he kept his first published piece of chamber music even after revising it 35 years later. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
In 1853, 19-year-old composer Johannes Brahms met 21-year-old violinist Josef Joachim, who introduced him to the older, more established musical couple, Robert and Clara Schumann. Soon after, Brahms wrote his piano trio in B major for piano, violin, and cello. Violinist Joshua Bell.
The early trio was clearly influenced by his love for Clara.
In 1889, Brahms revised the piano trio, writing to Clara that it would not be, quote, as wild as before. While the latter is the most often performed today, Joshua Bell has become fascinated with the original.
When you hear it, and especially if you know the later version, it starts out okay. You think, okay, this is the Opus 8 trio, and then it suddenly starts to take some turns. The shocking turns into themes that are not existent at all in the revised version. And I started to fall in love with this version. It's more really hard on sleeve, very impulsive and raw in a lot of ways. And it really gives you a sense of the young Brahms.
A young Brahms whose passion the composer himself didn't want forgotten. In an unusual move, Brahms allowed both the old and new versions to be published. Joshua Bell performs Brahms' original piano trio in B major with cellist Stephen Isserlis and pianist Jeremy Denk on the CD, For the Love of Brahms.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.